Boom. Welcome to the Toddcast. Again.
Deja vu.
Oh, wow. John and Brian here, talking nerdy stuff.
Yep. Welcome to my trifecta of Toddcasts.
I know, right? This is awesome for you.
It is.
You do new, nerdy, cool things every week, and it's always fun.
I get to read comic books.
You get to read comic books and talk about them. It actually probably is helping you because you don't normally read a lot.
Yeah, not anymore. So, I mean, this is a good chance to jump into the different things going on right now and see what all the buzz is. That's why I try to grab titles that are either new or like have a lot of buzz, like when I read Ms. Marvel and
stuff like that.
So
yeah,
it's
cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally. Totes, as the kids say.
Right.
Totes.
The youngins.
Totes. All right, so some cool stuff coming up at your local NDC this weekend, International Tabletop Day. Totally crazy. All the stores are doing crazy fun games. Butler's doing Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and D&D, along with a bunch of other ones that I can't actually pronounce the name on half of these. So you're going to have to just read them on the website.
Crazy ones.
Mills, we're doing 20% off gaming all day, which is cool. That's all the gaming, including singles. It's going to be great.
That's awesome.
Right? And from 12 to 6, you can check out demos of Sentinels of the Multiverse, Marvel Legendary, Smash Up, D&D 5th, Crowsmaster Arena, Dice Masters, Ascension, and the D&D board games, as well as our regular Magic Booster Draft at noon, our Heroclix Tournament at 5, and our Magic Commander at 5. C3 is also doing the 20% off gaming all day, but from 11 to 1, they're doing Are You a Werewolf? From 1 to 3, they're doing Dixit. They're doing Star Wars tabletop demos all day. 3 to 5, they're doing Heroclix. 5 to 7, they're doing Zombies. 7 to 9, they're doing Munchkin, which probably because Chip is closing and he really likes Munchkin. He also kind of looks like one. Just saying.
I can vouch for most of those games. Those are a lot of fun.
They're also doing a Magic Win-A-Box tournament, $10 entry fee at noon, standard format. So you need at least 8 people to do that. We are not doing that at all locations.
Right.
But they're doing that there. Cranberry is doing Learn to Plays all day of Resistance, Super Munchkin, and Mars Attacks. And I'm sure if you want to learn Heroclix, Brock and Ken will totally jump at that and show you how to do that. And Calvin will probably show you how to play Magic. It'll be great. And then Elwood is learning to play Yu-Gi-Oh! And Heroclix all day, which is really cool. And Elwood actually has space to play now. Like, they actually have table space set up in the store, which is really great. They didn't used to, but they do now.
Rearrange some stuff, I guess? Or
yeah. We kind of cleaned it up last summer, and we've really tried to make it more of a store feel versus a warehouse.
Right. Okay. Makes sense.
And a lot of people saw that this weekend when they came up for the Million Comics thing, which was crazy.
How did that go? Because you were running
super excited.
The VFW, right?
Yeah. The only bad part is I have this like little tiny baby bladder. So like I was always like every hour I was like, can somebody come over? I have to pee. And I'd be forgot about for like an hour and a half. And I'm like, oh no. But it was good. Had some great Vinny's Pizza. Saw a lot of subscribers, a lot of regulars, and people dug, man. But the problem
was, did we sell a million comics?
No.
Oh. Well, what the heck, man?
I know.
It's right there in the title,
right? I mean, there was a million comics to choose from.
Well, all right.
We did do really well. We did a little better than a basement sale, which is cool. Or average around a basement sale, a little higher on the average, I guess. Which is cool because we opened all 3 locations. The bad part was the VFW was like freezing cold. Like, oh, yeah. So like for the first half of the day, I was like bundled up trying not to freeze. And like I'm trying to like work fronts, backs, guts, some stuff and make some Ollie's packs. And like my hands are so cold from the books that I just couldn't move.
Wow.
Like I couldn't do anything. And the people shopping they'd get through like 4 boxes and they'd be like, yeah, I'm going to the regular store because it's warm. And they would like walk back down the street. So most of the sales came from the old store and the basement and the regular store. Not a whole lot came from VFW, but we did do pretty good. Like I was actually impressed by how much money we did out over at the VFW.
Well, that's good. And it's learning, you know, like next time maybe space heaters or something. Yeah,
space heaters ahead of time. Todd.
Or like at least put it later in the year when it's warmer or
maybe put it like
a month later or something.
Yeah, even that would be great. Or like June or July. Like you know, that would be great to middle of con season. So don't go to cons, come dig.
Yeah.
You know, that's actually a pretty brilliant idea. Anyway.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Brian. You're awesome. So April 18th is Century 3's anniversary sale. They have all kinds of cool stuff going on. They're going to have cake, which is super good. Everybody loves cake. And if this would load, I would tell you all the cool stuff they have going on. But it's
and if
not.
You're not taking notes, you can always go to ndcomics.com.
And you
always,
you're always, and it's right there, yeah.
And you're always up to date on what's going on in case you like you heard something that we said and it was like, oh, that sounded great, but what was it again?
Yeah, all this stuff, like I'm literally reading it off the website. But they have all kinds of deals going on, like 20% off toys, I think, and some t-shirts are on sale and back issues and all kinds of cool stuff. That same weekend is Magic the Gathering Dragons of Tarkir game day. Right. So everybody that's going to play in that, make sure you come out and hang out for that. There's like anyone who plays gets a sweet promo. Top 8s get promos. It's standard constructed. Check out your local NDC for more details. I know that we are doing something pretty cool here at the Mills that is super secret. So if you play...
Even I don't know about
it's
true.
It's
true.
I didn't even let Brian know about it. Ryan doesn't know yet. Oh, no, wait. I did tell Ryan today. I think Ryan and Chip
it's
are the
so
only
secret,
two that know.
John doesn't even tell himself.
But you're not allowed to know. And that's Saturday and Sunday that weekend. Then the 25th is the Pittsburgh Comics and Collectibles Show here at the Mills. It's going to be nuts.
Excited for it.
It's going to be the biggest space we've had yet, which is great. Okay. Ryan and I just looked at the space today. It's huge. We have the guys from Action Lab coming in. We have like these professional cosplayers that are backed by Wizard World coming in.
Really?
Wow. For the first time ever, we're going to do a panel.
That sounds fun.
And the panels are actually going to be set up in the game room at the store, which is going to be down the hall from the space. We're going to be giving away all kinds of stuff. We have gaming events at night. Part of the proceeds from both of the gaming events goes to the Children's Hospital Music Therapy Department.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, the Find Me Waffle Sinfonia Gamers Group is putting this on. I'm actually part of that group. It's part of the fraternity I'm in. There's a lot of us that... the game, and we're a social music fraternity, so it's kind of like supporting the arts and doing that. But our national philanthropy of the Mills Music Mission developed into what is now music therapy over the years. So how many other people can say their philanthropic endeavor turned into
something
a actual like thing you can major in college?
That's pretty impressive.
So, yeah, there's that. But we're also collecting comics for local libraries. So bring those in, your old trades, your old comics. You bring them in, we'll throw your name in the hat again so you can win a whole ton of awesome prizes. Plus, we're giving away 2 screening passes to Avengers 2 Age of Ultron.
That's big. That's very big.
I don't know where it's at yet, though. That's the only
like
detail Todd did not know. I can tell you when we did this for the first Avengers, it was here at the Mills.
Okay.
So... I'm hoping that they're also here at the Mills. I cannot confirm that, though. My guess is either the theaters we mostly work with are either here, the one at the waterfront, AMC, or the one in Robinson, which is, I think, also a also a Cinemark.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be probably one of those 3.
Nice.
That's my guess.
So we're talking nice theaters.
We're talking
like beautiful
super nice theaters.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I hope we get them, and I hope I can secure the D-Box seat. Because that would just be kind of neat. Except
thrown
like,
around.
Yeah, I'm probably going to throw my back out in that thing. It'll be great. So, the week after that.
How'd you like to explain that? John, how'd you throw your back out? I watched
Dude,
the movie.
I can't lift these boxes anymore because I hurt myself while watching the Avengers.
How did you do that? How did you hurt yourself watching a movie?
Dude, have you ever ridden in the D-Box seats and just throw you everywhere? It threw me 10 feet down like 4 steps. It was rough.
And then this guy dressed like Ultron punched me in the face. It was awesome.
Then Ultron clones just... all the drones. Anyway, so the week after that is the spring holiday that every nerd looks for every year. Free Comic Book Day.
Woo.
It's going to be nuts. Each store has its own cool thing going on. All the stores... Actually, okay, take it back. Mills, C3, and Cranberry opening at 8 o'clock for subscribers.
Okay.
And from 8 to 9, 33% off for subscribers only.
That's huge.
Then all 5 stores are opening at 9 for everybody. 33% off till 10 a.m.
That's very huge.
And that's everything except for where you would get a sale price that would be better. So, for instance, a box of Magic is actually better at the 33 off the full retail. So we'll give you that, which is a little better than the 120 we normally charge at.
Okay.
But if at any point during the day, the what we normally have a sale price at is better than the discount, you get it at the better, whatever the price is, that's better.
Okay.
But you don't get it off the sale price.
Right. And just, you know, to put that in perspective, these are the sale prices of Black Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't understand that Free Comic Book Day is a second Black Friday for pretty much any real comic book shop.
Here's the crazy part. We normally do the same amount of business, and we're open 7 hours less.
That's the insane part, right there. I think that just proves that we don't need to be open so long on Black Friday.
Well, I don't know. We'll think about it.
That's just self-serving on my part, but you know.
Right. But I think it's because it's warmer and more people are home and they're not at college and they're not stuck somewhere. I think that's what really Free Comic Day pushes. What's also nice is we have a theater here in the mall. So if you're going to come see Avengers, come early, buy some stuff cheap, go over, you know, come back, get more deals.
Right.
From
get
10 to noon.
Inspired by Avengers and go, I need more Avengers stuff.
From 10 to 12 that day, all the stores, 25% off. And then at noon, each store will have different sales depending on what they have. Like, the Mills is going to be doing different sales than Cranberry because we have different stuff. Like, I may have, I don't know, magazine back issues that I may want to discount, but they don't have that there, so they wouldn't run the sale.
Yeah.
So check your local NDC for what they're doing after 12. I guarantee it's going to be cool. We're doing gaming events all day, most of the stores. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And like you said, it really is a nerd holiday. It's our own little holiday.
And every store has its own cool thing going on. Except for Elwood, because it's very hard to do cool stuff in Elwood that's not like spilling out into the street.
Right.
And like eventually we might do that, but it's very hard to do that for people that are now, they normally go to one of the bigger stores anyway. Mm. But if you are looking for Silver Age, I am telling you to be there at 9 o'clock. Because that Silver Age wall that's always behind their counter, that's always loaded with the hottest books because Todd takes it from there to go to cons, that's where you want to go for Silver Age. If you are a Silver Age collector and you want to get 33% off, you go to Elwood and you be there at 9 a.m.
Right.
And you talk to Hunter and you comment on how awesome his dreadlocks and beard looks. And then be like, I want that book for 33% off. I want that New Mutants 98 for 33% off. I want all the cool stuff. Like, he has Silver, he has Modern, he has all the hot stuff. It's right there. It's the biggest $10 wall of any of the stores.
Okay.
It is huge. And then he has a huge actual pricey book selection, because if you go to our cons and you see our books that are on our pricier wall, a lot of those stay in Elwood year round and then get cycled around, but they normally stay in Elwood because it's the easiest place we can take it for cons.
Right.
But anyway, so Elwood doesn't really have anything going on. Butler is going to have a kids superhero coloring contest.
Okay.
So bring your child in. We're going to say 13 and under. We may make tiers. I haven't quite worked out all the details on it yet for like different age groups.
Right.
But you come in, we'll hand you basically like markers or crayons and some paper. And you just draw your favorite superheroes, and we're going to post them in the window.
Nice.
And that whole week, people are going to get to vote for their favorite one. And then the winners are going to win something really cool.
That's awesome.
Yep. Cranberry is going to have about 20,000 sorted dollar books outside. Like, it's going to line the store a lot.
Oh, wow.
Much like the Cranberry Cookout does.
Okay.
So that's cool, because they have that big parking lot. That's really fun. The Mills is going to have the Ghostbusters. We have the Action Lab guys setting up, so it's like a little mini con in the store.
Wow.
We also have a couple local artists that are going to be coming in too, which is going to be great. And we're doing a Pokemon pre-release that day.
Ooh, okay.
So registration starts at 1,
right.
So if you're into Pokemon, come and hang out. Then C3, because they always get the Star Wars guys. They get the Star Wars guys. And the Star Wars guys are actually doing, it's the 501st Garrison Legion. They're like the Star Wars professional cosplayers. Like, they have to get everything approved so that it's exact to the movie stuff, specs. It's crazy.
I have a friend who is in one of those elsewhere in the country, and it's super detailed.
I have a buddy who was a Vader for them. Like, wow. It was nuts. We got real drunk one night, and he came down the steps dressed like Vader, and I was like, what is going on? It was awesome. Nice. The breather and everything. But they are doing a Blaster Trooper for...
Oh, okay. Cool. Like Nerf gun or something?
Yeah. You blast them with a Nerf gun for $5, and all the money's going to charity, and it's going to... The Vasculitis, I think, charity. Todd's mom, for those of you who don't know, Todd, our owner, his mom suffered from this disease at one point. She's since then recovered from it, and I'm pretty sure it was vasculitis. And she, since then, raises money for them all the time. You can donate in any of our 5 stores. We have a little yellow tin up at the counter. You can put money in it, and everything's great. Or if you want to come blast a trooper for $5,
right.
Have a little fun with it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. They do really great charities like that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They're also going to have the Pittsburgh Nerd Podcast and the McSauce Nerd Podcast there as well.
Cool.
Some of those guys actually work in the store, so that's why they're going to be there. Artist Scott Hedlund will be there because he's part of the Pittsburgh Nerd Podcast.
Okay.
So if you picked up a Puppet Master, you can come out here at the Mills and see Sean, and then go to C3 and see Scott and get them both signed.
Awesome.
With your NDC cover. And then after that, we have the May the 4th Be With You Day, Star Wars Day, on the 4th of May. More details on that coming. I just want to hammer out one more thing before we announce what we're actually doing for that day. So, all right. So let's talk some comics.
Let's talk comics.
Boom. I'll let you go first.
Okay.
Because you always pick the fun ones.
Well, like I was telling you earlier, I like to grab stuff that I don't really have a lot of experience with, or titles that are kind of not hot buzzworthy, whatever, but are getting a lot of positive talk. So one of those along the positive feedback was Harley Quinn. Because, her comic is, I grabbed issue number 16, and I know Harley from the Batman animated series, that, that's where her origin is.
Right.
And then she is such a fan favorite that they brought her into the actual comic universe, which I think is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when stuff like that happens with, like, Agent Coulson and all that. And I've always liked her character, like, not fanatically like a lot of people do, but she's always fun. Mm-hmm. A nice little, not even a counterpoint to Joker, but just like a accentuation of Joker almost. And, And I didn't really understand, like, the whole, why she had her own series and everything and why it wasn't with Joker, but then I learned that she kind of goes good. Sort of. Yeah, sort of good.
As much as she can.
Right. As much as her insanity were allowed. Right. So I grabbed 16, and I liked it. I liked it a lot. I really enjoyed the artwork and the writing. The writers were Amanda Connor and Jimmy
Palmiotti.
Palmiotti. And artist John Timms.
Yep.
Really, it's just a... Even though I jumped in at 16, there wasn't any real loss of flow. So I don't know if it had just finished an arc or something. But I got the idea. They explained it pretty well that Harley at least thinks that she needs assistance to do all the stuff, because she's trying to fight crime, but she's also trying to do all this other stuff.
She's still talking to the dead beaver.
Yes, and she's always talking to her dead stuffed beaver. And I love the... I don't understand where the money came from to do all this. Obviously, I missed where that is. But she makes... She starts out with Poison Ivy. They're watching the Mad Max reboot. and they're talking about it in the theater, like, oh, da-da. And Ivy's like, I didn't realize this was going to be so violent. I wanted a movie to help you relax,
Right.
And these people behind him yell at him for talking, and Harley's about to go off on him. But then, she stops and apologizes, and they leave. And she's like, oh, I was really surprised. Ivy's like, I thought you were just going to beat the crap out of them. And she's like, normally I would have, but like you said, I'm trying to relax, and I'd punch tracheas if people talked in the movies, and I was talking, so, which I liked. It's like she's insane, but she kind of coming back from the edge.
Yeah, man.
And then, so then they sneak in or, like, just buy tickets for their version of, like, 50 Shades of Grey, because she's got, like, shoving popcorn in her mouth, Harley, so everything is, like, mumbled for a bit. Just that 100 Shades of movie, whatever. And so they're watching it, and it's like the whole audience is full of girls, which is funny. And as they walk in, I didn't get it at first until the second joke. First joke, they walk in, and Harley's like, "What's that humming sound?" and she's like, and Ivy's like, "Who cares? Just sit down and watch the movie." So then they shot a couple shots of like all the girls watching and tilting their heads in unison, like, you know, I guess stuff's going on.
Right.
And then Harley freaks out. She's like, "Ah, a rat just tried to eat my foot!" You know, and everyone screams, and they all go running out. And like, she jumps on the Ivy, like, "Get me out of here!" You know, and it's really funny. And she's like, "I thought you liked animals." And she's like, "Yeah, not when I try to gnaw on me." You know, and then it's like, "Do you see the rat?" She's like, "No, but I see this D battery. Maybe that what hit your foot." And I'm like, "I now get the humming joke." Okay.
Oh, sad.
Yeah.
I will. To slightly digress, so Ryan and I went over to talk to the theater to talk about a partnership for Free Comic Book Day weekend because of Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
And like when we walked in to see it, there was, I'm not joking, like 15, we'll say 40 plus ladies that were in line behind us, and they were all like, 50 Shades of Grey, 50 Shades of Grey. We were just like, whoa, because it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right. They figured it's going to be empty. So then the rest of the comic, excuse me, I'm trying to fight off a bit of a cold here. The rest of the comic is her buying a building and then running tryouts for all of her assistants.
Oh.
So that she can pick, she says she's going to pick like 12, and they're going to basically be, not clones of her, but they're going to do all of her bidding, essentially. Like,
oh, fair.
She's going to like send them out the city. This is your assignment. This is your assignment. So then you've got like page after page of the interview process, which is hilarious because they're all just whack jobs.
Right.
Some are super horribly violent. Some are like...
Someone blind and in a wheelchair?
Yes. With a blind dog, apparently, because the dog's got sunglasses on.
That's awesome.
She's like, I thought it was like an Oracle joke at first. So there's like a mother breastfeeding, and then there's like a dude.
Oh, this looks like that other Palmiotti book chick. I can't remember. Keep going. Right. But yeah, that's
so just like, but literally page after page of psychos wanting to join her thing. And then so one of the funniest things is she's like, "Wow, you're not sure where she's going to go. Is she going to be like, 'Oh, I love you all, you're all hired,' or is she going to go, 'Wow, you people are nuts, get out'?"
Yeah.
So she kind of does a middle ground. She's like, "Okay, everybody. You know, I plan on doing 12 assistants. There's way more of you than I expected, and you're all awesome. So we're going to – I thought about doing some more questions, but I found a better way." And they're inside this, like, hotel that she bought, and she's up on a stage, and she's like, "So I'm going to turn out the lights for 2 minutes, and whichever one of you are standing when the lights come back on, you're hired." And so she's
That's
like,
awesome.
Here we go. And she literally turns it off, and then it's like a page of bam, boom, pow.
Wow.
And a fourth wall break by the letterer saying, "This is too much. Why I need a break," you know. And then she turns it on, and then it's like, "You've got your final 12.
That's
and
awesome.
Then she, you know, she's dealing with all these other, like, I guess, ex supervillains. So like Egghead and all this stuff,
mm-hmm,
is helping her.
Oh,
his
God,
bodies are his all his bodies. He's remote controlling them to fix up the hotel.
Oh, that's funny.
And so when they all come in, she gives them each a room, and they all have costumes made and stuff like that. And then the final page is your shot that's been a promo for. It's like, just, you know, meet the Harley gang of Harleys. It's all these girls dressed like Harley Quinn.
That's pretty cool.
And she's like, "Ooh, I'm so excited. I just peed a little bit." You know, and it's just, I really,
oh, wow,
it was just a fun comic to read. And I can see why she's getting so popular.
I can see
definitely
why
would recommend
like
it if you're even a remotely Harley fan to go try and grab back issues number one or two and then pick it up.
Yeah, I read like the first two or three. It was pretty good. All right, my first book is The New Puppet Master on Action Lab, which if you were at an NDC this weekend, except for Elwood, you got to meet either Sean, or you got to meet Sean Cabarine, who wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you bought the variant cover, or like one of our two variant covers, you got to meet Scott Hedlund, depending on which one you're at. They gave us flying color reviews for coming out and hanging out. They brought food to the mills.
Oh,
like,
really?
It was crazy. Like, they had, like, sandwiches and all kinds of meats.
Oh, wow.
And it was nuts. But it was really good. They had a good time. They're going to be, Sean's going to be at our show at the end of the month, and he's also going to be here for Free Comic Book Day. This is really cool. So, the first story arc, I think, is 3 issues.
Yeah, 1 of 3.
So... This is kind of cool. Like, it starts out, like, where you first see the puppets, like, killing like this homeless guy. They just burn him.
Okay.
And then it's like it starts out like an old cheesy horror flick where it's like a bunch of young adults and they're like 18 nice. To 25 year old right. age go to this old hotel, and the old hotel is like actually from one of the movies.
Oh, okay.
It's where the guy who charmed the who put the spell on the puppets to have souls, it's where he killed himself.
Okay.
In the original movies. So these guys all kind of go in and whatever, and they hang out, and there's like a bunch of dolls in this one room, and they come in and they're wondering what the hell it is, and the one girl's like, don't you know local lore, like this is where people put their offerings so that, you know, like they're like good things will happen versus the puppets killing them. He's like, and she's like, this one lady brought and put a doll here and that and wanted to get pregnant, and like 9 months later, boom, parenthood, you know, so almost to the day. So it was really weird. So the one girl like leaves a little stuffed thing off her keychain, and it's actually on like the nun, or I'm sorry, on the Joker, like the jester one.
Okay.
Which is actually one of the main puppets. And then here's the guy telling the backstory of like the hotel and the dude killing himself, and the one couple like goes upstairs to F word
to get
literally to, they say right, that
to get killed basically.
Yeah, yeah, because you know you can't do that in a horror
movie. You can't have sex,
then you
in a
die.
Movie.
Yeah, right. So. They start evil, doing like, their
evil
thing.
Evil protects the virgin somehow. I don't
right?
know why.
It's a moral issue.
It sounds counterintuitive to a bit, but you know.
Right? So they start making out and stuff, and clothes are starting to come off, and all of a sudden, like, the drill head one goes through the dude and then into the girl's mouth and through her head, and he just climbs out the other side. It was beautiful. And then the jester, like, ties the one dude's shoes together, and he falls over, and they're all like, what the hell's going on? Like, this is weird. Did you see that? Blah, blah, blah. And then they go into the other room and they find, like, the dead couple. And they see the strong guy, like, pulling the dead body. Like, it's creepy. And they're just like, oh, my God. And then they see, like a couple of them, and they just start attacking. And the strong guy, like, crushes the dude's skull. And they're all panicky and trying to get out of there. And then... you know, they find the dude who with a crushed skull at the end of the first issue, and it's awesome. Like, this book totally reads like a cheesy horror film, and it's beautiful. Like, it That's reads like cool. a Puppet Master film.
Hmm.
I really, really enjoyed it. I can't wait for the other parts. Sean and I were talking a little bit about this earlier, and how like he had to get all the rights and stuff for it, and they had to do everything had to be very accurate to what's already in the.
Existing lore.
Yeah. So it was really, really good. I really enjoy it. Make sure you check it out because it's awesome.
Nice.
So.
Okay. My second one is I decided to go grab a staple, if you will. So it's Batman Superman Annual. It's only number two.
Well, it's the second annual, but yeah.
Yeah. So, not a huge fan.
Like I'll be honest. Like, I like the first couple issues of this run.
Yeah.
But I like the Superman Batman run that ran through the late 90s and the early 2000s much better than the Batman Superman New 52 okay. stuff.
Yeah, because, like, it's, first of all, of course, so, like, it starts with the Doomsday Gas.
I also hate annuals in DC because they have nothing to do with the main run.
Well, that kind of worked to my favor, but.
That's a good point.
So he, there's this Doomsday Gas or whatever, and Batman and Clark are, like, investigating this island or whatever. And so he's trying to go incognito, and Batman's yeah. like, look, I'm, like, 7 minutes out. Just wait for me to get there. You know, you shouldn't be going in as Clark Kent. We need Superman for this. And so he finally gets convinced, yeah, I guess we do need Superman. He goes in, and, like, he can't figure out how to stop the gas before it hits this, like, island town.
Right.
So he does his Super Saiyan new power, which, like, that's a whole other discussion. Like, really? We
need
the new power for... His Nova Blast, Nova Flare, or something.
Solar Flare,
yeah. You're copying Krillin, no. But, yeah, so basically he just, like, explodes in light and releases this massive pent-up, all of his solar energy that he absorbs from the sun. It's how he gets his powers. He releases it all in a blast. super powerful. It like incinerates the cloud and saves the village. But then conveniently for story arcs, it makes him completely powerless for 24 hours.
Right. Well, that happened the last time he did too.
No, I mean like
he's
got to
recharge.
Point. Right. And it's like,
why would you use that unless you absolutely know?
Well, but he,
like as a last resort. That's my only question.
Yeah.
For that, and it's not just that he loses like just one superpower either. He loses all of it.
Yeah, he loses invulnerability, flight,
yeah,
speed,
he
everything.
Is like,
he is
for the
normal.
Most part, he is a dude, a regular dude.
He even says that. He's just a human at that point.
Yep.
So, and in the very beginning is you see that Phantom King is, you know, floating in the Phantom Zone or whatever, and he's like, oh, Clark, I can't get to you, you know, anymore because you did whatever,
yep.
But I can still influence. So he, like, influences. You see him influencing, like, four different people, and you kind of get an idea of, like, which ones they are for the most part. So, again, all very convenient that he uses this power on this cloud because he's like, well, there's no one around. I can probably spare a day to recharge.
Right.
Meanwhile, freaking Bane, Killer Croc, this girl I've never heard of before, and and she's controlling a fleet of man bats come to kill Clark Kent. And so, of course, now he's, you know, Batman arrives in time to help out, but he's trapped on this island, and he's getting chased by, like, a lot of heavy hitters, and he's got absolutely no powers. And they don't know he's Superman, of course. They're just going after Clark Kent, which he, you know, conveniently turns back, you know, puts the glasses on, because, well, I don't have the powers. And it just bugs me, because it's like, if you're going to make this godlike character, stop neutering him to make the stories have some sort of excitement. You know, they did the same thing with the television show Heroes. You know, they made Peter have all these powers, and then suddenly they realized he didn't need anybody else, so they started suddenly taking them away again. And it's like, if you're going to do something, pick a side of the fence.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's Superman.
Right.
Either make the, you know, the enemies big enough that he's needed, or, you know, make it a matter of quantity, not quality. Like, he's got to stop so many
dudes
that it's just, you know, he can't make it across the globe fast enough to save everybody, and they can add the moral quandaries and stuff. But it's like, it was just really, like, the artwork was good, but the story was just really boring. Like, you know, the Batman parts were kind of funny and cool, not necessarily funny, but just, you know, it's Batman, he's being like a badass. He's like, you know, shut up, Clark. You can't. He even teases them because they meet up with, of course, they meet up with a bunch of survivors from something, and they're just trying to get food and medicine.
Right.
And they're, of course, against Clark because he's just this white guy that appears out of nowhere. And he gets them pulled in accidentally to Croc and all the other ones hunting him. And at one point, you know, Batman's like, geez, no, don't worry about it, Mr. Kent. You know, you know, as long as, unless you suddenly know how to fly, you're not going to be able to help me, you know.
Right.
And it's just, you know, I did like the way they show Bane, which I know he is an intelligent person as opposed to, like, the movie Bane that was horrible.
Yeah, movie Bane.
First movie Bane, that is.
Both movie Banes were pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah, very true.
But I liked first movie Bane much better than second movie Bane.
Well, this Bane is very tactical,
at least
and
the
I
right
like
mask.
It. But it's just, yeah, I was like, really, man? It's
sorry.
The only way you
I was
can.
Bane breathing.
Yeah. But I just, I'm sorry. Like, I don't dislike the idea of Superman. I think it's a great character. It's just, I just can never get interested in him because they never, like, and this is going to sound so
besides
stupid.
Besides the stupid new power, I really liked when Geoff Johns took over.
Okay.
I just really don't like John Romita Jr.'s art. Mm. Like, that's the one thing that makes me mad about Superman right now is, like, I really love Geoff Johns, but I don't like John Romita. Everything's so flat. Okay. It's a lot better than his stuff that he's done, like, when he was on Avengers lately and stuff. But, holy cow, man, everybody looks like kick-ass.
Yeah.
Like, Ulysses, the bad guy in the first story arc, totally looked like a superhuman version of kick-ass.
Nice.
I was like, oh, so you kick-ass. You kick-ass us. Anyway, sorry.
But no, I
digress.
Agree. It's just, you know, and I know people will probably, you know, give me flack for the statement, but I think Goku did it better. And I know, no, but I'm serious. Like, it's the same character.
Yeah.
It's ungodly-like power, always getting more powerful.
Fair.
But look at how they did it in the Dragon Ball. It was always someone that was more powerful, and he had to rise to the occasion.
The Dragon Ball? Did you? You need to
the
watch
Dragon Ball.
The Dragon Ball.
The Dragon Ball. But, you know,
you're really,
like,
cranking that nerd.
Yeah, going for it.
The Dragon Ball.
I don't know. Like, it just. It could. I was really hoping that Dragon being Ball a Batman guy. Superman team up. I'm like, oh, this is. I'm gonna probably like this. And nope.
Right. Yeah.
But like I said, I'm not a DC guy, and it's not. But I'm not an anti DC guy. Like a lot of, I'm not a fanboy to that extreme. I just like Marvel. I don't like DC. But you can like DC, and I got no problem with you.
I for a long time. The only thing DC I really, really liked was Green Lantern.
Right.
Because it was a dude who had a ring that could just make cool things happen. And, you know, he could fly, whatever. And it was space adventures. So it was totally in that cool realm. And Flash.
Right.
Because, you know, but it was Barry Allen Flash. Mm-hmm. Like, you know. But I didn't really like Marvel that much because I liked Marvel a lot more. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I liked Marvel more because it was like, it wasn't like they were all like, this ridiculously high power level. It was like, oh, you get to throw spikes from your body,
mm-hmm.
and you get to just be really strong,
right?
And this guy gets to shoot beams from his eyes, even though I hate Cyclops.
Yeah,
yeah, like it's that kind of a deal. Like I really liked them because it was more. They had bigger faults,
right.
I guess.
I agree.
You know, they had way more weakness, so it made it cooler to read. But DC was just nuts. Like Batman was always cool though because he's just a dude in a cool suit.
Right.
And like if you like Iron Man, you like Batman because they're basically the same idea. Their parents died when they were young. They're billionaire philanthropists,
mm-hmm.
you know, playboys, whatever.
Batman's a ninja. Tech. You're right.
Yeah. You know, like besides the ninja part, Batman and Iron Man are basically the same guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, one lives in a cave. One lives in the public eye. Whatever. Right. One has the wife of. Who's like, you know, the daughter of like the demon, and the other one has a redheaded secretary who he falls in and out of love with all the time. Anyway, I digress. All right, my next book.
Going straight back into more DC.
More DC. Convergent Zero. So this is the beginning of the big crossover story thing.
And I'm interested to hear what you say because, I mean, this is, like you said, this is huge for the year. So what are they doing with it?
This issue, like if you've never watched like an episode of Doctor Who, or you've never watched anything that would involve multiple realities at one time, like Fringe, or
Sliders,
Sliders, or like there's just so much stuff where like you can sit, like almost like if you could sit in a room and it had a bunch of different TVs and they were all the different versions of the world that could be existing,
right.
That's what this book is. Like, Superman is in, he's in some kind of planet. Like, New 52 Superman is, like, stuck on this planet. And, or it's a bunch of different Supermans. I'm not quite sure. It's, like, his consciousness. But there's, like, cool panels where you see, like, different deaths of Superman, like, and how it would have been.
Hmm.
Like, one's the Red Sun Superman. One's, like, Batman Beyond with Superman Beyond laying there.
Oh, cool.
Another one's like Power Girl holding Superman where he's old, which would have been like Earth 2. And then you have like the regular Earth 1 where it's, you know, the real death of Superman that we all knew from the 90s.
Right, right.
And Brainiac is basically telling him that one version of Brainiac basically took a bunch of, like a piece of time or land out of space and basically built another kind of Kandor Bottle City style thing.
Okay.
And the Superman that's there thought he was imprisoned with it, so now he's like looking, he's trying to find a way out, and he's like looking for Metropolis. He's trying to fly out, and all these different versions of Brainiac start showing up. So then the Brainiac's like, well, this is your city and this, but it's not your city, and the master has not returned, so blah blah blah, and like so you see like all these different reality versions of Brainiac. Like there's Brainiac from like the late 90s, there's Brainiac from the future, like from the like where it's Brainiac 5 from like the Legion of Superheroes. And this is a cool shot because it's like the weird metal Brainiac where it's like a weird brain in a jar with like a like a metal thing. Then this is the one where he kind of looks like a weird squid. And then you have like the one with the lab coat, which was like one of my all-time favorite ones. And you have the one that looks more like an android. You know, like the lizardy looking one. The one with all the all the stuff connected from like the villains era of like the early 2000s. And it's just all kinds of craziness. And then like there's another giant version of Brainiac that shows up, and it's basically showing like a different, like that city is stuck in this weird multi thing, and then it tells you like fight for your city. So then you flip it over and all of the cities that are crossing over are on there. So like you see the 853rd century metropolis from the 1 million stuff.
Okay.
You see the pre-crisis 30th century metropolis from the old Adventure Comics and Legion of Superheroes. 31st century metropolis from Legionnaires. Atlanta, Georgia from the old Jonah Hex books. The Bizarro World metropolis. Bottle City of Candor. Cab's Hobby Shop from Sugar and Spike. Central City from the Tangent universe, because in Tangent they were in Central City versus Metropolis.
Okay.
Then it even gets into like even weirder parts, like Earth 2 post Flashpoint universe, Earth A, Earth C minus from the Captain Carrot run, El Inferno from the Justice Riders run, Electropolis from Crisis on Infinite Earths. Fawcett City from Shazam's universe.
Wow, this is ridiculous.
Follywood, California from more Captain Carrot and the Zoo Crew. Pre-Crisis Earth 1 Gotham City. Pre-Flashpoint Gotham City. Flashpoint Gotham City. Gotham City from Batman Beyond universe. Gotham City from Gaslight universe. Gotham City from Injustice universe. Gotham City from the Stan Lee Imagines DC universe.
What?
And Gotham City from the post-Flashpoint universe. So, like, all of these cities are in here. And then there's even weirder ones, like the Gotham City from, like, the Batman's a Vampire Blood Red universe or Red Rain universe.
Wow, this is just crazy.
Pre-Crisis Earth 2 Metropolis.
So now let me explain.
Pre-Zero Hour Metropolis. Wait, it gets better. Hold on. There's one that I was like, seriously? There's Kingdom Come Metropolis. Moscow from Red Sun. Where's the one? San Diego, because it's in the Wildcats universe, and it's there. Quard from the Antimatter universe, and I actually just saw this this cover of this old Green Lantern, because it's the first time you get to see why can't I think of what they're called now? The Quarriors? No. The... Oh, man. They're like the weaponsmiths of the Green Lantern universe, and okay, the DC universe. But it's all kinds of crazy. Like, and all of this stuff is going to cross over and be weird, and I love
it. Okay, so that was Convergence number 0.
Yeah.
But so, like, they're setting this up for what? Now, all these universes are going to meet each other?
Yeah.
And fight to the death, basically?
Yep, basically. Because Convergence 1 came out this week, and a bunch of other Convergence titles, and I picked up a lot of them because they're throwbacks to eras that I remember reading that I loved. Like, there's the Convergence Batgirl, which is... like Stephanie Brown Batgirl.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, oh my God, Stephanie Brown, I need you by here right now. The Batman and Robin from the Grant Morrison era. So I'm like, yes, I need to buy you. Speed Force. So it's like Barry and Wally, like during the time where like Barry came back and Wally like went to the other universe where his kids are still alive. And it's all kinds of nuts, and I love it. So I'm pretty pumped about it. So it'll be kind of cool. We're going to see how it goes.
You're going to need a flowchart to read these things.
We might do like the weekly Convergence main title just to talk about it. It's going to be rough. And then when Secret Wars starts, it might just be even weirder.
Yeah.
But we might need a break. I don't know. We'll see. So, all right. So stuff that came out this week. Abe Sapien 22, all new Hawkeye 2. All new X-Men 38, Angela Asgardian's Assassin 5, Ant-Man 4, which that cover...
The cover's awesome, I will say that.
Is so awesome, because the Grizzly is awesome, and he hired him as part of his security team.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
It's a total Miami Vice thing. It looks great.
It's super good. And the book's really good, too, so make sure you check it out. Avengers Millennium 2... Avengers World 19.
Oh, did New Bill and Ted come out this week?
Yeah, New Bill and Ted this week.
I read the first one. I actually got it. It was really good.
I
liked it.
I'm going
to have to grab two.
Birthright 6, Bravest Warriors 31, Bucky Barnes 7, Captain Marvel 14, Convergence number 1. All right, the rest are Convergence titles. The Atom, Batgirl, Batman and Robin, Harley Quinn. Okay, so actually, I guess I should go a little bit. The Atom is Ray Palmer. Batgirl is the pre-52, like, Batman Inc. era with Stephanie Brown. Batman and Robin is, like, the Grant Morrison era. The Harley Quinn is the Gotham City Sirens era. Justice League is the post, or it's, like, the right before the new 52 started. So it has, like, Zatanna and Jade and those guys on the team. Nightwing and Oracle is a throwback to, like, Simone's Birds of Prey. The Question has Renee Montoya, which I'm super excited about because I love The Question. Speed Force, I already talked about. Superman, I think, is in the All-Star Superman universe, but I'm not 100% sure. Titans is, like, with Donna Troy, Tori, and Roy with, like, Mechanical Arm Roy.
Okay.
So I'm pretty pumped about that, too. All right, that's it for Convergence. Let's see. Darth Vader 4. These sweet Green Lantern bust banks. Some chess pieces. Dead Squad 5. The Deadpool 45, which is the 250th issue of Deadpool. It's also the Death of Deadpool issue.
Oh.
So.
No, Deadpool, say it isn't so.
Oh, yeah. Deep State 5. Escape from New York 5. Evil Ernie 6. Five Ghost 16, a Flash TV show action figure, which actually looks really good.
It does look good. I saw that on the new toy wall.
4.1, Guardians 3000 number 7. Howard the Duck number 2, Hulk 14, Imperium 3, Itty Bitty Comics Grimace Island number 2, Ninth Generation Hidden Files 1, Jim Butcher Dresden Files Downtown 3, Jungle Girl Season 3, number 1, Kaiju Max, number 1, Lady Demon 4, Legendary Green Hornet 3, more chess pieces. I'm skipping some that are not really right home about. Mass 2, number 1, Max Ride First Flight, number 1, Miles Morales Ultimate Spider-Man 12, Mouse Guard Legends of the Guard, Volume 3, number 2, My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, number 2, New Vampirella number 11, New Zodiac 2, Parallel Man 7, a bunch of pop dudes, Pulp Fiction mini mates, which are awesome, Rye 8, Reanimator 1, Rebels 1, Red Sonja Vulture Circle 4, Rogue Trooper Classic Trade, that's a trade, Saviors number 1, Shield number 4, Sleepy Hollow Origins number 1, Sonic Boom 6, Sonic the Hedgehog 271, Southern Cross 2, Spider-Man 2099 11, Spider-Woman 6, Stray number 3 by our friend and yours, Vito Del Sante. It's really good. You should go pick it up. Teen Dog number 8. Let's see. Ninja Turtles ongoing second print of 44. Transformers number 6. Oh, Translucent came out in a graphic novel. That's really good. If you guys haven't read that, it's by Claudio Sanchez of Cohen Camera.
Cool. Okay, yeah.
True Believer Civil War, True Believer Planet Hulk both came out as well. As always, you can find all of that at ndcomics.com at the new release section. It's pretty good. So, no one gave us any 6 degrees of anybody to talk about. I was just thinking about that earlier. I was like, oh, you know what? We did ask that. No one gave us, like, 6 degrees of Hawkeye or whatever.
What the heck, man? You guys, you're letting us down.
6 degrees Wolverine. I want to play it. It'll be fun. Maybe we'll do that on Free Comic Book Day or something, or at the show.
That'd be fun. Like a little tiny prize or something.
Yeah, like
hey.
If anyone can tie this guy to this guy, and then Ryan will be the judge because he reads everything.
Right, yeah.
So, it'll be
you
fun.
You can tie, like... I don't know. What's the girl? Fairchild from Gen 13 to, like, Howard the Duck. Go.
Oh, that's easy.
Really? Yeah. Well, I know she's Wolverine. Been with Spider-Man, and then Spider-Man, like, Gen 13's teamed up with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man's been with Howard the Duck, so that's, like, a two.
Yeah. Or you could use Spider-Man in the Marvel Marvel Zombie Universe because he met up with them too. So. All right, so what were we going to talk about? I forget what the other thing we're actually going to talk
etiquette
about.
Etiquette for...
Oh, that's right. free comic book day etiquette. So, Free Comic Book Day is basically what you said. It is like a Black Friday in the spring. It is dumb, stupid, crazy, fun, exciting, tolling, everything. It's right. Beautiful. We have a lot of fun here. Every single store has a blast. Like, no one goes home unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
For the best selection, you want to come early.
Right, of course.
Now, the problem is that people tend to come in and they want to grab, like, five copies of the same book and all this stuff. Or they have, like, five kids and they think that they should each get the same book.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that.
Right.
Because these are free books. They're just, like, they're never going to be worth anything.
Right.
So, don't worry about getting them screwed up. Yeah. Like, take one each.
And then a lot of times the free comic books are like smaller stories, too.
They're not even the full thing. Yeah. So when you come in and you, like, so you come in early, you know, some stores will have them integrated into the wall. Some will not. Here at the Mills, we normally integrate them into the wall so that you can easily find them alphabetized. They're right there, and it kind of keeps you flowing through the store. Because if they're all in one spot, we would have like a giant train wreck all day.
It'd be
very, very bad. And then people would get mad because they have to wait in line to look at it. But you know, don't hog the books. Don't take like five of each one. Like, no one wants to be that guy.
Yeah.
Just so you know, we will have at every store someone at the door checking to make sure that you only got the Free Comic Book Day books before you leave, because not every book on the wall is free.
Right.
But select only few. Certain ones, and they will all have the logo right on the cover. And you know, like, every store is going to try to make a queue line type of thing. So, like, you know, be patient in line and remember that, you know, we are here for you to help you, and we will help you as soon as we can, but it will be a madhouse. So, you know, if we can't get to you right away, know that we will come right back to you and we will help you. You have to be patient with us too. You know, and we're going to be very patient with everyone else too. It's a two-way street.
Let me say it this way. You know, I think one of the things to stress is that we're nerds. We're supposed to be a better fan base and more courteous to ourselves and each other, because we know what it's like to be nerds. And we know that up until like the last 5 years or 10 years, it's been taboo. So we should be helping each other out and just be, you know, like you said, you know, take one of the free comics, like one of each. Don't grab a stack because, you know, like, someone else might want that copy.
Right.
And, you know, there's a great online webcomic called PvP. There's actually been comic
player
books
versus player.
Player versus player. And I think I even mentioned it to you. The one strip is perfect for this situation.
Yeah.
It was the one guy who's rich and kind of a jock who used to work for them calls up the head, and he's like, "Hey, you guys want to go? I got tickets for like the Super Bowl or whatever. The big game. We're watching the big game on a huge TV screen.
Yeah.
You want to come over?" He's like, "I'm going to pass on that, man. It's like, you know, you guys... You know, your sports thing." He's like, "Oh, I am so sick of that. You know, why you nerds always like say that sports fans are worse. We're just as enthusiastic about our hobby as you guys are." He's like, "Yeah, but no nerds have ever set fire to a city because of the Doctor Who episode."
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, so
crap.
Let's try to improve that. You know, we're considerate to each other and like just have fun on these kind of things.
Yeah, and also like if we do. Like, we order a lot of these books, like, and they're not free to us. Like, we have to pay for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, make sure that if you're coming in, try to take advantage of the sale, buy some stuff, hang out, you know, have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
No one's gonna judge you if you don't.
Right.
But, you know, we're not looking for everyone. I personally know there will be people that just come in just for the free books and get out.
Yeah, and which that's is understandable. Fine. Yeah,
but the sales we're doing are so good that why wouldn't you just come early, hang out, get in line,
right,
buy dumb amounts of stuff for a third, like two-thirds of the cost?
Yeah.
Like, that's insane, you know? Like, if you want that Grumpy Cat dice bag or
and who wouldn't?
That Jane, I mean, Silent geez. Bob figurine,
right?
Whatever, like, come on in and hang out. Like, we have some really cool statues. We have all kinds of really great toys. We have cheap toys, so if you want to stock up for cool events down the road, by all means, come in and buy a bunch of cheapy stuff, and it'll be great.
I mean, we got a huge section of, you know, $5.99 or less toys.
Yeah.
That are like popular superheroes, Star Wars, all these things.
Yeah.
Come in when it's like 30 or 20% off, buy a bunch, toss them in the closet for Christmas.
Yeah. Or next year's Easter or birthdays, right. Stocking, or whatever you want.
You know, it's not going to be like the gift that goes crazy, but you know, you got some stuff now, you got stuff to open.
It's at least some stuff. And it's great. And you know, and there's stuff that, you know, we're going to run out of and we're going to need to reorder and stuff. We can take care of all that as well that day.
Mm-hmm.
But again, just everybody just needs to make sure they're being patient. And, you know, I've never actually had any issues with anyone on Free Comic Book Day. You know, we've run out of stuff and we've tried to find it at other stores. Like if one of our other stores still has it, we try to grab it for you. You know, some subscribers will try to ask us to hold things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's why we let the subscribers in early.
Right, right.
So if you are a new comic subscriber, it's like you have a pull box, like we pull your comics for you every week. This is one of the best benefits we give you.
Absolutely.
You know, you get reign of the store for an hour before anyone else is allowed in. That's awesome. Super awesome. I don't know how many people would not want to do that,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it's just a lot of fun. And you remember that, you know, we're going to be busy and stressed out and stuff. So, you know, just kind of have fun with it. And, you know, if we can't get it, don't freak out and, like, you know, or anything. Because, you know, we're still going to try to get it for you.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to treat it like any other day, except there happens to be a lot of people at the store.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, like, I've had some really cool stuff happen on Free Comic Book Day where, like, people would bring in donuts for the staff because they're like,
"That's cool.
You guys are crazy busy all day. Here's these." Or they'll bring in like a box of brownies or a pie or a cake. Or one dude brought in like three pizzas one year, and it was awesome. We were like, "Hell yeah!" Because there was like 12
not that we're fishing for that stuff, but since he's saying it, you know,
right? No, hey. It's cool. Like, I think it's cool to
see. We're fat kids. We'll take it.
Exactly. I think it's cool to see that our customers respect the day and enjoy the day and respect the staff and know that we work as hard for them, you know, as they, and they know it.
Yeah.
And so therefore they acknowledge that by like that. And they do it on Black Friday too, which is really cool too.
Yep.
I don't think we've actually ever paid for lunch on Black Friday. Like, it's always been somebody brings in like I said, like donuts. Like one year, I think two staff members and probably four subscribers all brought in at least a dozen of donuts each. So, like, of the 12 staff members that were on the schedule that day, like, no one paid for lunch except for the couple people that brought donuts in anyway.
That's hilarious.
And it was nuts. Like, it was great.
It's a healthy lunch right there.
I know. In fact, you gotta eat.
Just, you know.
Sugar, man.
Have your donut once an hour and you're good.
So, but it's one of those things. It's really great. You know, and like I said, we're going to bend over backwards and get you whatever you need. But make sure that if you're only going in for the free books, that you look for the logo. And it's not hard to miss.
Yeah.
Every single store will have someone in a Free Comic Book Day t-shirt with our logo on the back. So you'll be able to find the staff easily. Ask them questions if you need to. It's totally cool. We're going to be able to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember that there's a lot of people that day, so we may not get to you right away.
Right.
But we will get to you.
And it'll
be a lot of fun.
Like a lot of things, it's, you know, Comic Book Day will give you what you give into it. Like, if you're coming to have fun, you have a relaxed attitude, it's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
If you try coming in and be like, blah, 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 you're probably not going to have
a book.
You know, if you come in the show around, you're not going to have a good time.
Right. So, yeah. I just want people to know, like, you know, we are going to definitely have fun, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time. But, you know, you got to be a responsible good time. Like, don't come out being a jerk.
Yeah.
You know, bring your kids. It's a lot of fun. Check out the Ghostbusters. Check out the Star Wars guys.
Yeah.
Hunt for dollar books, especially sorted dollar books. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
A huge deal.
Not everybody has sorted dollar books. So.
Right.
We got two sections of it, too.
Right. It'll be crazy. But, yeah, like, definitely check it out. It's a lot of fun. Or, you know, start scouting the stores now and seeing what you might want and kind of budget it out. Because if there's something that you may want for that day, you may want to come in and be like, hey, are you going to get any more of that? And then, because if you do it this week, probably a good chance we'll have it back in stock by the time the Free Comic Book Day rolls around.
Excellent point.
Because it takes approximately 2 to 3 weeks to get some stuff in, depending on the distributor. Some stuff we can get in like 3-5 days later, but it really depends on the distributor. So if you're looking for Risk Legacy, we can probably get you that by that day.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for a specific issue, though, it may take a week or two for someone to find it or for us to order it and us get it in, or a specific graphic novel.
Right.
So just make sure that, you know, when you come in, you hang out, you know, we may just have you write it down and we take care of it as we do. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, don't, like, I always, like, kind of stress out because I'm always like, oh, man, there's so many people. And this year it's going to be crazy because I'm going to be doing 3 different stores.
Nice.
Like, I think I'm going to start in Butler, then go to Cranberry, and then come here.
Awesome.
Or I might go Cranberry, Butler, then here and close at the Mills. Either way, I'm gonna make my rounds, mm-hmm. and it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
The
driving will be the break, basically.
Yeah, I'm just hoping I don't fall asleep between here in Butler or here in Cranberry. John died. He fell asleep at the wheel.
No.
So
now we got to go through reorganization again.
No. Now we got to promote somebody else. But it's just a blast, man. Like people come out and they game all day. Like, we have people that will be here from 8 a.m. till midnight.
Yeah, we do.
You know,
there'll be people to walk in with the staff and don't leave until we tell them get out.
Yep, they'll be totally just dudes who hang out all day, and it's great. And I'm not even talking about, like, the cosplay guys. I'm talking everybody.
Yeah.
Like, they just come and hang out. Like, because this is, like, a nerd holiday. it's really, really cool. So, but definitely come out, check out the guests, check out the events. It's really great. If you shop at another store, go there, too. Hit that up. Like, support your local scene.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're all nerds together. So even if we only let you have one of each per...
Mm-hmm.
adult,
<You're right. laughs>
we'll say, the store down the street that, you know, is down the street from wherever you shop that happens to carry comic books. I think actually, like, Borders, or not Borders, what
Barnes
are they called?
Noble?
Barnes & Noble now, I think, are doing
really
Free Comic Book Day.
That's,
I think,
cool.
Books A Million is, too. Like, there's a bunch of other retailers doing it this year. It is the 13th year of this.
Wow.
Yeah, since 2002. So it's pretty huge. It's pretty crazy. There's a lot of retailers up in arms because of that, like a lot of brick-and-mortar guys. We just are like, whatever, man. They're going to come to us because we do it the best. So
yeah,
there
what,
you go.
What the heck?
but we have a lot. There's some stores I know that open at midnight, and they just go nuts.
Wow.
And they're open like – it's like Black Friday. Like, they open all day.
That's crazy.
Which – granted, isn't a bad idea, but for some of us,
yes, it
can't
is.
Really do that. Some of us, yes, it's a bad idea. But it's a lot of fun. We have a great time. Make sure you come out and check it out. And just kind of, like we said, hang out and have fun. And if you're looking for that one book, you know, if it's that morning and you call and we have 50 copies of it, I might hold you one. I don't know. I can't guarantee that. Depending on where I'm at. But if we're out of it, I'll call another store and see what I can get for you. If I can get it.
Right.
No promises that day. Everybody orders different stuff.
Exactly. And, you know, John likes bacon wrap pizza. I'm just throwing that out there.
I do. I love bacon wrap pizza. I'm just...
Totally irrelevant to the conversation.
Totally irrelevant, that $12 bacon wrap pizza from Little Caesars. That's hot and ready.
What's this? Oh, yeah. What? Here's your comics right here.
What? $5 Little Caesars pizza and a bacon wrapped pizza and wings. What?
What? Here's a figure, too.
What? Here you go. No, because, like, you know, and there's just a lot of cool guys. Like, we have actually guys that manage, like, a bunch of different things. So some people will actually bring stuff. Like I said, they'll bring pie, they'll bring brownies, they'll bring popcorn. They'll bring all kinds of stuff. And make sure you go see Age of Ultron that weekend.
Right. That's going to be huge.
It comes out that Friday. So it's going to be dumb, stupid, huge. Go see, like, and
you know Marvel didn't do that by accident.
You know, I'm really debating going to, like, that, like, 26 hours or something?
I saw that. My God, that's insane.
I'm debating
every Marvel movie that's part of their cinematic
universe. In order,
yes,
in order.
Even the Hulk that's like not anybody that's in the movie because it was Edward Norton. It's like, but it's still part of the cinematic universe.
So well, I mean, you never know. They might bring Liv Tyler in to hang out.
Right. But I mean, he does, Samson, you know, in the Avengers, he mentions the whole, you know, wrecking Harlem scene.
Yeah.
So he, you know, it's part of continuity.
I'm actually waiting for the dude who played the leader in that movie.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for him to show up later on.
That's
true. That would be super cool.
That would be awesome. He is in that universe, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
That's very cool.
Because he doesn't actually completely turn into the leader, but
it's implied, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, if they fix how the Abomination looked, it'd be great.
Yes, I agree with that completely.
I want the bat ears. I don't care what people say. I want gremlin ears on my giant gremlin that is the Abomination.
Yep.
So, but that's about all I got. We'll be back again, hopefully, next week.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Bye.